USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Taliban insurgents advance on Kabul Sunday. President Ashraf Ghani leaving the country and the U.S. Embassy evacuating staff. The capital's airport, where diplomats, officials, and other Afghans had fled, coming under fire. Government employees and civilians, including many women and children, crowding in the airport terminal, desperately waiting for flights out. American diplomats were evacuated from their embassy by helicopter. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized the deployment of 5,000 U.S. troops to help evacuate citizens and ensure a orderly and safe drawdown of military personnel. The president saying his administration told Taliban officials that any action that puts U.S. personnel at risk will be met with a swift and strong U.S. military response. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinary physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.